It's here and now. We are just 4 days away from the launch of the health care exchanges being set up as part of the Affordable Care Act. That shouldn't affect you if your company offers you coverage at work, but some large employers have been cutting worker hours because they won't be required to offer you insurance if you don't work 30 or more hours a week. That part of the law kicks in 2015. Well, to find evidence of the cutbacks, look no further than Indiana Public Schools, which are cutting hours for teacher aides, bus drivers, and coaches to avoid having to spend more on health care. J.T. Koopman is executive director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. He joins us from WFYI in Indianapolis. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, first of all, tell us the position that school districts are in Indiana, that they had to go to this level and decide to cut people's hours back.
Well, the Affordable Care Act has a level that they've established of 30 hours to be full-time and eligible for insurance. And in the education world, we have a lot of folks that are working 35 to 37 and a half hours, and many of those folks are in what we refer to as support staff positions, and they would be building-level secretaries, paraprofessionals, cafeteria workers, bus drivers, et cetera. And so if they exceed that threshold of 30 hours, now all of a sudden they qualify for employee benefits that they may not have had access to previously due to the limited number of dollars that are available to fund school employees. So decisions had to be made in relationship, well, do we have the dollars available to offer them benefits or do we not? And if we don't, then we're going to have to cut hours.
And if you cut hours, what kind of an effect do you think that will have on the schools, on the kids? Is there going to be an effect that's felt down at the level of the kids in the schools?
Oh, absolutely. You know, most classrooms try to break the number of students that they have in classrooms, which, by the way, due to budget cuts, has increased significantly in most states. So now you have to break it down even further in relationship to learning styles, as well as more one-on-one instruction, and that's where the paraprofessionals come into play, especially in the classroom. So if you cut those hours back, those are less hours that they have to spend with children in a classroom, less opportunity for one-on-one instruction that they absolutely desperately need, and it's the opportunity for them to move forward with their learning opportunities.
But there's no way around it, it sounds like.
Well, unless there's some adjustments made on Capitol Hill in relationship to the threshold. If the threshold went from 30 hours to 40 hours, it would certainly be less of a problem for school districts. And it goes into a whole multitude of things that goes all the way down to some of our part-time coaches. You know, you may have a bus driver that's a part-time coach. Now, all of a sudden, you have to keep track of their hours so that it doesn't exceed 30 hours because in relationship to the statute, now they qualify for benefits. Before, they were working on what we refer to as an extracurricular salary schedule of, I don't know, maybe $1,200 or $1,500 for a basketball season or a football season. You throw benefits into that, now you're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of $3,000 to $5,000 or $6,000 that we would be paying for that person. So you also have the man hours of keeping track of the number of hours that they're employed per week, and it just becomes a whole nother set of circumstances that I don't think were intended by the Affordable Care Act.
Although I'm sure there are many people listening to this, and I'm sure you've got employees who say, well, you know, this is what the law says. Instead of cutting people's hours, you should simply find the money to give them the insurance that the law says they should have.
I am a proponent, as are school superintendents. I think that teachers have always been underpaid. I think school employees have always been underpaid. They are worth way more than they're getting paid. But again, it's not a finite number of dollars. And unlike a business or a corporation, we don't have a product that we can sell that has a margin of profit and we can raise that margin. We get a finite number of dollars and that's it. And so you find the way to make those dollars work, period. And it's regardless of what the circumstances are.
What are you telling workers in the Indiana public schools who are now wondering, well, what am I supposed to do for not just health insurance, but income?
Well, that's again, another unintended consequence. And in many school communities, the schools are the largest employer. And if we're cutting hours, we're cutting income. And that income is disposable income that they're using in their community to buy groceries, to go to the pharmacy, to go to the hardware store, whatever it is. So it's actually taking money out of that local economy. It's also taking money out of the state coffers by way of sales and income tax. So I don't believe that any of these things were intended with the original intention of this Affordable Care Act. It just is what it is, and I hope that the folks on Capitol Hill can kind of listen to some of these things and make some adjustments so that it makes a little bit more sense for those of us in the public sector that don't have an infinite number of dollars or a profit margin to expand in order to pass these costs on.
J.T. Koopman is Executive Director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. Mr. Koopman, thanks for speaking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.